USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is praising the FDA's full approval of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine as a key milestone in the fight against the virus. Speaking at the White House, Biden telling Americans who are waiting for full approval, "The moment you've been waiting for is here." As U.S. troops and Afghans continue evacuations from Afghanistan, many politicians are worried about the situation. Alabama Congressman Mike Rogers joins Fox News and says many members of Congress did not support President Biden's decision to get out of Afghanistan.
Clearly he's either senile or just in denial about what's going on. And I can say the members of the House Armed Services Committee, Democrat and Republican, vigorously opposed this decision when it was announced.
President Biden says he does not regret his decision to withdraw U.S. troops. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to save it from having to continue former President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. A federal judge ruled that the Biden administration must restart the policy on August 21st. The administration's emergency request comes after a federal appeals court refused to lift the August 21st deadline. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is giving his farewell address during his last day in office. Governor Cuomo saying he must resign so that state government can continue to work without any controversy.
I believe the right thing is that my service come first. Prolonging this situation could only cause governmental paralysis, and that is just not an option for you and not an option for the state.
The Democrat governor saying he would resign from office 2 weeks ago after the New York Attorney General's office report found the governor harassed multiple women and enabled a hostile work environment. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A school bus driver shortage is causing schools to take extreme measures, including paying parents stipends to drive their kids to campus for the year. Eastside Charter School in Wilmington, Delaware has resorted to offering parents $700 to not use the school bus system to get their kids to and from school. Jeffrey Bird is the superintendent of Colchester, Connecticut Public Schools. He says children that are take the bus in his district are being affected as well.
We would have to combine bus runs, so you can imagine that a child might be on a bus run that was supposed to be 30 minutes, might now be 50 minutes.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. Laura is also a parent in the Hartford, Connecticut School District. She says they're being asked to carpool, which isn't an acceptable long-term solution.
Asking parents to be the solution to this problem really isn't the solution.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics found that Republican-led states are recovering jobs faster and are seeing lower unemployment rates than Democratic-run states, based on data gathered from the start of the pandemic through the end of last month. According to an analysis of these numbers that the Republican National Committee published August 20th on its website, 16 of the top 20 states for jobs recovered since the pandemic hit are being led by Republican governors. Additionally, the 10 states with the lowest unemployment rates for July are all led by Republicans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.